Wow, you're awake today. That's great. Beautiful day like today, sun shining, cooler weather, low humidity, beautiful day. Good day to be gathered together as a body to worship our Lord and our God, the great I Am. So receive this call to worship this morning. Seekers of God, you are here, and God, the great I Am, is here. Open your eyes to see Him anew. Lovers of God, you are here, and the great I Am is here. Open your heart to be touched anew by Him. Followers of God, you are here, and the great I Am is here. Open your minds to learn anew. People of God, you are here, and the great I Am is here. Open yourself to be filled afresh and anew. Would you join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, you are here and you are everywhere. You created us with a desire to see you and to worship you. You care for us with a love that softens the hardest places of our hearts. And you impart to us wisdom and knowledge through your word. So we ask that you fill us with your spirit of grace. We come with open eyes and open hearts. Teach us and fill us afresh and anew with your spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join in singing songs of worship to the great I Am.
And I'd like to start by sharing a verse from 1 John 3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Larry mentioned that we're followers and seekers and people. We are His children. So you may stand and join us to sing about the children of God.
Children of a Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird, or star in heaven, such a refuge there was given. Neither life nor
as children, we can give back to God through the offering, and my coins count for the children.
My Jesus, my Savior, oh, there is none like you. Oh,
Will you join me in a prayer for our offering? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the abundance that you've shown us, Lord. We turn back to you, our tithes and offerings, Lord, in thanks for all that you've done for us. We ask that you take this money and bless Peter and Christy Sensnick, that they would continue to share your word and your love throughout the world in Tanzania and to whoever they come in contact with, Lord. We thank you for their willingness to serve you. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Our first song was about God being our Father. And now these couple songs are about Jesus, our Savior.
What a privilege to carry him.
we have that life through the Holy Spirit, and let's just pray now for him to come. Heavenly Father, we just consent to your working here among us this morning and pray all that you have in mind for us would be accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, greetings to each one of you in the name of Jesus, that name above all names, a powerful name of Jesus. I'd like to thank you all for allowing Sandy and I to take some vacation time, spend some time away. We were at the shore in North Carolina, had a good time there with our family. So I appreciate having that opportunity to take some time away. Well, this morning we're going to be beginning a sermon series based on our church covenant. Now, when I mention our church covenant, how many of you know what I'm referring to? That's good, because if you're a member of Bones of Mennonite Church, you signed that covenant. This is what I'm referring to, the Bones of Mennonite Church covenant. And I did check to see if they're on file, and there is a stack of covenants signed by you all in the file in the office. So they're over there. Well, in 2014, we shared a similar series on our church covenant. So you may wonder, why do it again? One of the things that I've learned over the years is that things need to be repeated over and over and over again, because maybe we tend to forget things pretty easily, or maybe we become lackadaisical in fulfilling our role in this covenant. So I'd like to just say a few words about the history of our church covenant. The first meeting of the covenant-forming group, which consisted of 13 individuals, took place on August the 7th, 1995. That was a few years ago. The group included Helen Becker, Keith Brubacher, Wilmer Burkhart, Harold Eberly, Donna Horst, James L. Martin, Dwayne Weaver, Floyd Weber, myself, Anita Wanger, Ken Whitmer, Chet Yoder, and Jason Zimmerman. Now, the purpose for creating a covenant was to address the need for a concise statement of belief and practice in light of the increasing pluralism and diversity in Christian/Mennonite practice. And I would say that the pluralism and the diversity have only increased since 1995. So in other words, the covenant must address, what do we believe as a fellowship? How do we live it out? What can or should we expect from one another? And I believe there was a sincere attempt made to be specific enough in what we believe and what we expect, while also being general enough so it doesn't become a legal code. Now, just a quick word about the meaning covenant. One of the basic themes of God's word is that of covenant. Many persons suggest that possibly the Old and the New Testaments may also just as well be called the Old and New Covenants, as the Old Testament relates to God's covenant with Israel and the New Testament with Christ's covenant, the new covenant that he brought about through his shed blood, which is relating to his bride, the church. The idea of covenant in the scriptures describes it of utmost significance and is the ultimate expression of a binding relationship. Now, one of the great causes for concern today is the ease with which covenants are made and then broken without seemingly much thought or concern. Our church covenant is intended to help us live out our commitment to follow Jesus in a community of faith like we have here at Bowmansville. It is also intended to spell out what we believe so that we and future generations will have a clear understanding of our faith and practice. And it's also a very useful aid or tool in introducing new people to the life and the beliefs of our fellowship, as well as a reminder to BMC members of what we are all about. So maybe you're wondering if maybe it's time to review our church covenant and possibly make some adjustments to our church covenant. So my response to that is, God doesn't change. God's word doesn't change. Oh yes, I believe it is good to reflect and to renew our vision and make sure we are fulfilling the mission that God has given us to carry out. But God and His word do not change. Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I do not change." So, our church covenant begins. We are a fellowship of Mennonite believers who are called to share the gospel, make disciples, and meet the needs of people as Jesus taught us to do until His return. I believe very strongly that this statement is a very good summary of who we are called to be, a fellowship of believers, and what we are called to do: share the gospel, make disciples, and meet the needs of people until Jesus Christ returns. Then the very next line gets pretty personal and talks about what I, you, individually believe. The covenant you signed says, "I believe in one eternal God, the Creator, shown to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." So how do you explain, or how do you describe one eternal God? Well, Moses had a similar predicament in Exodus chapter 3. There it is. Exodus chapter 3. If you'll recall, Moses was in the desert tending his father-in-law's flock when he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. It was there that Moses encountered the burning bush that didn't burn up, which piqued his interest and his curiosity. And as he approaches the burning bush, God calls out from the bush, "Moses, Moses." Moses responds, "Here I am." God replies, "Don't come any closer and take off your sandals, because the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then God proceeds to tell Moses how he has seen and heard the misery of his people in Egypt, and that he has come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and will deliver them into the land flowing with milk and honey. And then God says this to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. "So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent you to me.'" God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. We need to understand that in the land of Egypt, where the Israelites were currently dwelling, they had many gods known by many different names. So Moses wanted to know God's name so he could communicate very clearly to the people exactly who it was that was sending him to deliver them. And God's response, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. Two small words. Three simple letters. I am. The one eternal God that we believe in simply identifies himself as I am. And I would say, the great I am. So tuck that thought away in the back of your minds, and we'll revisit that in a few minutes. We also believe that the one eternal God is also known to us as the Creator. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This statement that God created the heavens and the earth is one of the most challenging concepts confronting the modern mind today. This vast galaxy that we live in is spinning at the incredible speed of 490,000 miles an hour. Scientists and astronomers are discovering more and more every day. Did you know that there are over 1 billion other galaxies just like ours in the universe? That's 1 billion with a B. Some scientists also say that the number of stars is equal to the grains of sand on all the beaches of the world. Think about that. Think about this complex sea of spinning stars and how all this functions with remarkable order and efficiency. It seems to me that for someone to say that the universe just happened, or there was a big bang, or it evolved, requires as much or possibly more faith than to believe that God created the heavens and the earth, just like the Bible tells us. God also created much, much more than just the heavens and the earth. Throughout Genesis, we see the phrases, God said, not sure what's going on with this clicker, but it was so, and God saw that it was good. We see those phrases repeated numerous times in Genesis. In Genesis 1:27, The Bible tells us, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So, Bob, you can prepare to show this video. Now, it seems to me that it's very clear. The one eternal God, who we believe to be the creator, created the world and everything in it, including man in God's own image. Now, when I was young, I remember listening to a song on the radio. It was called, I'm No Kin to the Monkey. So we're going to try and watch a video about I'm No Kin to the Monkey. So Bob, if you could show that now, that'd be great. I don't know about your ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Well, God created the world and God created man in his image. And since we are created in God's own image, we are very valuable in his eyes. So I want you to remember, you are valuable in God's eyes. You are very valuable. I also believe that a very important aspect of creation is that it reveals to us who God is. It reveals his personality, his character, and his plan for creation. His plan, his deepest desire, is to have a personal relationship and to fellowship with the people that he created. Almighty God, the one eternal God, the Creator, took the ultimate step toward fellowship with us, his creation, through his historic visit to this planet in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. And we'll talk more about that on July the 7th. In the meantime, let's go back to the original thought from Exodus 3, where God says, I am who I am. I am, like I mentioned earlier, two small words, three simple letters. When Moses asked God what he should tell the people that his God's name was, his response was simply to tell them, I am who I am. Now, in preparation for this message, I discovered that I am comes from the Hebrew verb heya, which means to become or to exist. And it's also understood what is mentioned in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Who was and is to come. We believe in one eternal God, the great I am. I am says it all. Not one magnificent, miraculous trait defining God is left out. I am. The magnitude and the impact of these two small words is simply amazing. He, God, just is. I am. Could it be that these two words are profoundly meant to be followed by whatever we need them to say or whatever we need them to have God meet our need at that particular moment? There is no limit to how God can meet our needs at any particular time. We can unceasingly call on Him. I am is what we need when we need it. I am is never asleep on the job. I am is never on vacation. I am is never too busy with more important things. I am is never too tired, never too angry, never too frustrated, never overwhelmed by our needs. I am will never put you on hold or let your message go to voicemail. So the question this morning for each one of us is this: what do you need from the great I am today? What do you need from the great I am today? The scriptures tell us that He is a father to the fatherless. Are you here this morning feeling depressed? Sad? Overwhelmed? The great I am is our loving, kind, edifying friend and counselor. He is our mighty protector from danger and our teacher who fills us with His wisdom as He orders our steps through this journey called life. He will go to battle and fight for us. He is our deliverer. He is our dwelling place, our secret, safe haven of security. He is our tower of strength and the restorer of our physical and emotional energy. He is our infallible guide on this pathway of life. I am the master of miracles and the supernatural creator of everything. He is the very essence of our being and the true definition of pure love. He is, after all, our Heavenly Father, the great I am. Hebrews 13:5 tells us this: never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So imagine God, the great I am, being with you wherever you go. Through thick and thin, good and bad, blessings and storms. No matter what, He, the great I Am, is right there with you. The Word of God does not lie. I'd like to leave you with this verse from Joshua 1:9a. It is a verse that I cling to. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The great I Am will be with you wherever you go. And we can be strong, we can be courageous, because the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, His Holy Spirit, is living in us. He's living in you if you are a child of God. And remember, because you are created in God's image, you have great value. Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, we indeed thank you for your word. And as we think about that, we confess that we believe in one eternal God who is known to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and also Creator. I pray you would help us to understand that the great I Am, God Almighty, is with us through everything that we will encounter in this life. So I ask for your blessing upon us today. And again, help us to remember that you, the great I Am, are with us no matter what. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Waters raging at my feet, I can feel. Well, I'm going to be reading this letter that was in your church mailboxes in regarding to the GBA and JGA and junior youth programs. This was typed up by Brian, but he wasn't able to be here today, so he said, he asked if I wanted to read it for him, so I said, sure. So I'm going to read this first letter and then the other paper that's attached to the paper in your mailbox will give you the rundown of everything. So this letter is to inform you of the changes that will be taking place regarding JGA, JBA, and junior youth starting in September of 2019. Our current structure of the Children and Youth Ministry, JGA, JBA, Junior Youth, and Youth Group requires 18 approved adult volunteers in addition to the youth pastor, his wife, the youth commission coordinator, and spouse. And we have been unable to meet the numbers of volunteers due to the smaller congregation that we've had in the past. Also, smaller congregation means smaller numbers of children and youth. After working with the leadership team, the church council, the youth commission coordinator, and the youth group advisors, we've come up with an attached new structure for our children and youth ministries. This new structure better fits a congregation of our current size, decreasing the total number of approved adult volunteers from 18 to 10. Other churches in the district will not be asked to help staff the junior youth. Gaiman's Mennonite has their own junior youth group for the past several years, and children from Gaiman's and Red Run are invited to attend Club 26. In addition to the summary of this page, you will find a detailed plan on the new structure attached to this letter. So the summary of the new structure in place for September 2019, Club 26 will be the new JBA and JGA. So it's second through sixth grade, boys and girls will meet on the second Wednesday of every month in September through May with four approved adult leaders. Junior youth will be 7th and 8th grade, will meet on the first Wednesday of the month all year with the youth group and will be invited to attend most non-overnight youth group activities. And the youth group will continue to meet like they have been in the past, except with the addition of the 7th and 8th graders at Bible study on the first Wednesday of every month and most non-overnight activities. New things can be difficult at first, but I believe this new structure promotes a better stewardship of our current human resources in both adults and children alike. Feel free to contact me, Brian Martin, with any questions or concerns. And he has down here, Isaiah 43:19 says, I am doing a new thing, now it springs up, do you perceive it? I am making a new way through the wilderness and streams through the wasteland. Thank you.
So if you came past Bowmanzilla at all this past week, you probably heard a lot of safari sounds, whether it was lions and tigers, but you probably heard a lot of laughing and singing going on. On Friday night, we held a safari celebration to close out our week of VBS. And our VBS was full of singing, learning, and most importantly, just having some fun. But I figure instead of me trying to capture what all happened, I want to give you guys a little bit of a snapshot as to what took place this past during our safari time. So we were visited by Pharaoh. We were walking through the Red Sea, found out what manna tasted like, but most importantly, we just had some fun learning about just the aspects of God. So one of the things I always reminded the kids after every night, and I want to see if any of the VBS volunteers know, can finish this statement for me. So what we learned this past week was when life is unfair, when life is scary, when life is changing, and when life is good. So we always reminded the kids that no matter what life may bring you, God will always and still be good. This year for our offering project, we focused on a ministry called Hannah's Hope Ministries in Reading. And what it is, it's a nonprofit organization that supports homeless women and children within the Berks County area by providing them with supplies, biblical classes and just basic everyday items that they may need for their life. And the kids participated in this by donating everyday household items, and there was a big donation. Literally, it filled like half of the small part of the stairs over there, and they will be donated to Hannah's Hope Ministries within this week. So to close, I definitely want to thank all the volunteers for coming out and making this a enjoyable VBS, not only for the kids, but I know I saw some the adults doing the motions and having some fun along the way. So I want to thank you all for what you did. And then definitely for any of the kids that are sitting here today, I want to thank you guys for coming out, because without you guys, we wouldn't have a VBS. And I know you guys definitely had some fun. So as you were looking at the pictures, if this is something you really want to do next year, let me know, and I can definitely tell you how you can be involved in this exciting part of summer.
Thank you for all your hard work that you did into organizing all those things and the activities, getting all the volunteers. I know it was a job. So thank you for your hard work. And again, thank you to all the volunteers who were there, who helped. Thank you for being a part of that. And also, Shane, thank you for sharing the changes coming. And before we go, one, maybe two more things. Several weeks ago, Donna Horst would have introduced a Pray For Me campaign to have prayer partners for all the children here at Bowmansville Mennonite Church. And I think she asked if we believe, you believe, in the power of prayer. And if you believe that prayer does change things, and I think we would all say, yes, it does. So she was encouraging you all to make a difference in a life of one of the children here at Bowmansville Mennonite Church. Also, that it would help us to build community and also help us to grow spiritually as we're interceding and praying for our children. Now, we have about 40 children between the ages of 4 and 18 here in this congregation. So far, there's been 25 people who have responded and signed up for the Pray For Me campaign. So the goal is to have two persons praying for each child, which means we need 80 volunteers to be praying for the children. Now, these forms are available in the entrance ways for you to pick up, put your name on the line. You don't need to have an email address to be praying for the children. But fill it out and make sure it gets to Donna Horst. It will not require you to do anything online. You can receive a prayer guide to help guide you or suggest some ways to pray for the children. And that prayer guide will be given to you after we get the number of people who will be signing up for this. It's only ideas about how to pray. It's just to assist you in praying. So I encourage you today, if you have not filled out one of these blue slips of paper, and again, you do not need to have an email address to qualify to pray for the children here at Bowmansville. So sign up and remember that prayer does indeed change things. Last but not least, today is the Bowmansville Backyard Bash, and I'm assuming you all know what that is. There is an event taking place at the park in Bowmansville. We're working with Pine Grove and some few other churches to have an event for the families of our community to come at 4 o'clock this afternoon to interact with some of the other people, families from Bowmansville and also Pine Grove. There'll be some games for the children, that kind of thing. Food will be available, so it's an attempt to reach out into our community and to present the good news of Jesus Christ to our community. So I'm not sure what to anticipate as far as the response from the community as coming to the event, but you are invited to come at 6 o'clock to the park, because there'll be a Christian entertainer. We'll have a message then from 6 o'clock to probably about an hour long. So you're invited to come at 6 to the park in Bowmansville to be a part of that. So, please take advantage of all the opportunities that are available, praying, and also to come out to the BBB, Bowmansville Backyard Bash. So would you stand to receive this benediction? May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God bless you. Go in peace.